Loi mi Shabbos atam is yura. It doesn't mean you're supposed to fear the day itself, the Shabbos itself. Ela mi mi shehizur ala Shabbos. That pshita means to say you have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Shabbos you have to have special covet for Hashem. Shabbos is Yom Shvisa, so the covet, the respect you give to the Yom HaShabbos is not so much to the day itself. It's not that you're respecting the day. Today is the seventh day, I'm respecting this day. The pshat is on the seventh day Hashem told you to rest. That's the way you respect Hashem, like we had before, Taisa says. The biggest respect you can give to Hashem is to be Hashem HaShabbos. So the Shemira Shabbos is to be Misyorei Memi Shehizur Ala Shabbos. Is Af Mura Mura B'Migdash, the same thing. When the Torah says there's a year where you have to have respect for the base of Migdash, you should know, Loi Mi Migdash Atam Misyorei. It's not that you have to have respect from the Mokum of the base of Migdash, the building, the actual bricks, the actual binyan itself. Ela Mi Mi Shehizur Ala Migdash. What it means to tell us is you have to have Yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the Shechina is in that Mokum. The Shechina is in the Mokum at the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, in the Mokum at the Beis HaMikdash, you have to give respect. But not because of the place itself, but because the Shechina is there. That's what this passage is teaching us. Now, v'yezuhu imor mikdash tam. What's the halacha of fearing the base of mikdash? What are the halachas? Since we're talking about the pasuk already, what's this mitzvah of mor in the mikdash? That means shelo yikones adam harabayis. A person is not allowed to walk up to the harabayis, to the Har Maria where the base of mikdash is. B'makola, you can't walk there with your stick. B'manola, with your shoes, you can't walk there with your shoes. You have to take off your shoes. B'pundosla, you can't walk there with your wallet. Rashi Pundosa Rashi says, Arniki Shoiza by Musnov. It's a wallet like a belt wallet. That you have a belt on you that has a wallet there. It's not respect to walk into the Beis HaMikdash with it. You can't walk in with your belt wallet. Over Avik Shagabi Ragla. Even if you take off your shoes, you have to make sure you have no dust on your feet. That's not called covered. Walk into the Beis HaMikdash with dust on your feet. Velo Yasena Kapandriya. And you can't make it a shortcut, Rashi says. In order not to go around the street, you want to walk through the Beis HaMikdash. You're not going in to do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And the last is Rochav. Stam, you want to go through for your own purpose, you're not allowed to go through the Beis HaMikdash to make it into a shortcut. Or Mikal V'Choyma. And there's the Kal V'Choyma that you're not allowed to spit in the Beis HaMikdash. That's for sure not. Rashi says, Meforish B'Brochis, the Perikor. The person says, "Rashi Mekavchol Forsh Bebrachos Verwim." If he ain't lovoy El Shar Hamelach Belavusak, Sheinam Moyes. That it says, Mordechai says, "It's not nice to go to the king wearing sacks." Because when you go to the king, you have to wear respect, be respectful. It's Kal V'Chaim Melorik. Kal V'Chaim in Alar Aspit by Hashem. Shumoyes Lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's meis. That's disgusting. So Maduch, you can't go, not look, not dressed nice. For sure, you can't do things like spitting. So Kal V'Chaim, you can't spit in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, V'yein L'yele B'zman Se Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Maybe only, this is going to be the Chiddush of Al Drasha. Maybe only when the Beis HaMikdash is there. In other words, maybe it's only respect you have to give to the binyan, to the actual building, the actual walls. When you have the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, you have to give this respect to it. But B'zman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Inayin. How do we know the B'zman is there? We have no binyan Beis HaMikdash. How do you know when you go to the Mokum that you have to have disrespect also? Talmud Loima, this is the drush of Mount Pasig. That it says, Eshav Soy Soy Tishmeru, U Nigdoshi Tiro, that Ma Shmira Mura B'Shabbos L'Yoylam. Yeshmira Shabbos means L'Yoylam. Like we said before, you have to give respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Af Meiru Amura B'Migdash L'Yoylam. Who are then the respect you have to give to the Mokum and the Beis HaMikdash goes L'Yoylam. Because it's not a din in the binyan itself, it's a din in the Shechina. That the Shechina is there, and who are then the Shechina is there, whether there is a Beis HaMikdash or not a Beis HaMikdash, that's the Mokum, the Shechina is there. So since Hashem is in that Mokum, you have to give respect to Hashem. So the Kitzel was still by Akasha. We're still back to the original question that we have no mukkah, no svara to say
that an essay could be doicha loisas hashesh bekoris. So back to the original question, if so, why do we need a pasuk by Yibum? That you can't be miyavim, your own daughter, pshita you can't. Since there's a chayef koros involved, pshita there's no mitzvah Yibum. Tomorrow says no. Elasak v'daydech, I would have a havimina, teisim mi havora. Let's learn it out from havora. Of making a fire, burning something on Shabbos. Titania, we learned like this. The Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Dvei Rabbi Shmuel learned like this. The pasuk says an extra pasuk, Leisavaru Eish Bechol Mosh Vaseichem B'yayim HaShabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to make fire. You're not allowed to burn wood on Shabbos. Leisavaru Eish, don't burn fire on Shabbos. Now, Ma Tam Aloyma, the question is, what does the pasuk have to say it for? For the Gemara, Ma Tam Aloyma, what does the pasuk say it for? It's a Machlokes. Ila Rabbi Yosi Lalav. Well, Rabbi Yosi's Shita is that really this should have been one of the Lamates Melachos. Why did the pasuk have to speak it out specially to tell us it's only a lav and not a chiyuv koros? That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. If you burn something on Shabbos according to Rabbi Yosi, you're not chayiv misa. It's not one of the lamates melachos. There's a special pasuk loisavaru esh b'chol mashvaseichem to teach us that burning something in fire on Shabbos it's only a lav. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. Either Rabbi Nosson, says no. Avad, if you burn something on Shabbos, you chayiv misa. So why did the Torah have to say specially here, Loisavaru Esh, Lechalik, come to teach us that each one separately. In other words, there was a Havamina, maybe you only Chayiv Misa if you do all Lamates Melachas on Shabbos. If you do all the Melachas, then you Chayiv Misa. But maybe if you only do one Melach, you're not Chayiv Misa. Kamashman Loisavaru Esh, Lechalik, teach us this Melacha by itself. That means just like this Melacha by itself. You get Misa, who was in any one of the Lamates Melachas, any one separately Yechayiv. That's the Machlekes from Yesi and Rabbi Nosson. Titania, like we learned the Farish, Havora Lalav Yotzesa, Divri Rabbi Yesi. Rabbi Yesi says, why did the Torah say specially, Leisavar Uesh, to teach us there's only a Lav involved and not Misa. If you burn something in fire on Shabbos, Yoni Chayiv a Lav, not Misa. Rabbi Nosson, Noim Elachalik, no, Havad, it's one of the Lamates Melachas, and you get Misa for it. So why did the Torah say it by itself? To tell us, Lechalik, that just like this by itself, you get Misa. Who are than any other one of the Melachas by itself, you get Misa. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi says, not Tamalayma, but like Fanem Aloy Sasako Melacha. The Torah says not to do any Melacha. So why does it say another time, like Samar Oesh? Shab Yossi says, Alav Yotasa. Loyma Shein Chayovim Aleh Koros Oskila, El Alav Bialma. Lechalik, Reb Nosson says, Lechalik, that means, Shaloi Toimi should not say, Eina Chayiv Skila, Ad Sheyechalol Shabbos B'chol Melachos. Maybe you only Chayiv Skila if you do all Lamates Melachos. L'kach Yotzeso Havora, Min HaKlal, therefore the Torah says especially by itself, Havora, L'chalik, that Ma Havorim Yuched Shiyav Melachom, V'chayav Oleh Skila, Koros Oskila, B'fnei Atzmo, Av Kol Shuav Melachom, Yechayiv separately. So the kids, so we know what this Pasuk Leisavar Oesh is doing. It's a chiddush either that it's only allowed, or else lechalik. Now, the Yomar Rava, Sukhru, what's pshat in the first braisa? That the first braisa said, what did it need the pasuk for? First braisa said, Matam Aloyna. Like, what is it doing here? So what was shver? What was the kasha on the first braisa? What shver to you? So Marcel like this, Yomar Rava, Tono Moshavas Kokashalei. It was bothering the time of the last word of the pasuk. Why does he have to say, Loisavaru Esh B'chol Mosh V'Seichem? What's the Chiddush in B'chol Mosh V'Seichem? That means any place you live. Pshita! For the Gemara, Moshavis Maitam Adloima. What does it say the word Moshavis? Michti, let's see. Shabbos Chayves Agufi. The Issa Shabbos, it's Chayves Agufi means it's din in you. You have to be a Shem Shabbos. It don't make enough communion if you're in Eretz Yisrael, if you're in India, in China. You have to be a Shem Shabbos. The chayvus haguf neges bein boras bein mechutz loritz. A chiyuv that's chal upon your guf, you, there's no difference where you are in the world. Just like tzitzis. No matter where you are in the world, you have to wear tzitzis. Mitzvahs that are toli boritz, lamashul truma, and meiser, and bikurim, those are mitzvahs that grow out of the ground, peris that grow out of the ground. So there it's a din. You're only mechuyiv and truma in peris that grow out of Eretz Yisrael. That's called chayvus hakarka. Karka depends which land. Eretz Yisrael is a special land. But if the mitzvah is told in your goof, in you, it don't make enough community where you are. So why does the pasuk have to speak out that you shouldn't do this melacha b'chol mosh v'seichem wherever you live? Pshita, the law applies to wherever you live. There's no Hava Mina should only apply in Eretz Yisrael, not in China. Wherever you live, Avada, there's a law on Shabbos. So why does the Pesach have to say Moshe Seichem? That's what Shvet to the first Braisa. Hey, it's Moshe Shabbos, the Kosmach Mona B'Shabbos Lomeli. So Gemara says, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Oma Talmud Echad. The name of Rabbi Shmuel, one Talmud said, Lefri Shenema, because the Pesach says like this. V'chiyye v'ish chait mishpat movis. Fumas. If a Jew did an Avera that he's chayiv misa for it. Somebody was a Mechal Shabbos. Somebody killed somebody else. So Desdin Paskinois, that person did the Avera that he's chayiv misa for. And the Pesach says, what for humas? There's a mitzvah now in Bezdin to kill that person. So Shermeyani, from this Pesach alone, I would hear, Bein Bechol, Bein Beshabbos. There's no difference to kill him on Shabbos or on Chol. There's a mitzvah. Let's say Bezdin made the Pesach din on Friday afternoon. They finished Friday afternoon and this person is Chayiv Misa. So I would think now, Friday night and Shabbos, stop killing him. There's a mitzvah sesa to kill him. You're allowed to kill him even on Shabbos. If so, Umani Mekayim Mechalel Mois Yumus, either the Pesach that says you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. The Pesach says if you're Mechal Shabbos, we'll kill you. So the Chura, by killing somebody on Shabbos, that's a Chilul Shabbos. That's the Tilos Neshama. You're not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. So maybe the svar is now, Bezdin should not be allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. Because if they kill somebody, they're being a Mechal Shabbos. So Mar says, no, I'll tell you that's Bishar Melochis, Chutzme, Misa Bezdin. That Mechalel, must humans talk about other mitzvahs. I mean, other Melochis. That there's no mitzvah to do that Melocha. But maybe the mitzvah of Bezdin to kill a person who deserves to be killed, maybe you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. That's one side. Oyeinu, the other svar is maybe no. Oyeinu el afilu mitzvah Bezdin. Maybe when the Pesach says, Mechaleho mais yumas, it means anybody from Mechal Shabbos, you're going to get killed for it, means you're not allowed to do Melocha on Shabbos. Maybe it even applies to Bezdin. That Bezdin is not allowed to kill on Shabbos. If so, Omani Mekayim Vuhumas, the Pesach says a mitzvah essay for Bezdin to kill these people. If somebody has a chiyuv misa, there's a mitzvah essay to kill him. I'll tell you, b'chayav b'leiv Shabbos. Maybe it only applies on chol on the weekday, not on Shabbos. If Bezdin has to kill somebody and they just got finished on Friday, wait till after Shabbos. So we don't know what's the pshat here. Are you allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos or not? Now back, Oyeinu, maybe not that way. El afilu b'Shabbos, again, maybe this first svar was right. Maybe no, here there's a mitzvah that say, you're allowed to kill him on Shabbos. Alright, the Pesach says, Mechalel, Meshumas, that's my other malachas. So we're stuck, we don't know what to do. Therefore, the Pesach says here, Talmud Loimar, the Pesach says, Loi sevaru eish b'chol moshvasechem. You're not allowed to burn fire b'chol moshvasechem. What the chiddush means, even in Bezdin. Moshvasechem means even in Bezdin. Even Bezdin, when they want to go make sreifa to kill somebody, they're not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. That's the chiddush of this Pesach. Now, how do we know it? Here it just says, B'chol Moshvasechem HaShabbos. Hulahal in the Weimer, another Pesach that talks about Bezdin killing somebody says, Pohoyu Eilo Lochem Lochukas Mishpat Lodarasechem B'chol Moshvasechem. This Pesach in Bamidbar is talking about that Bezdin has the right to kill somebody. So it's saying, this Chiyuv Mises, Pohoyu Eilo Lochem Lochukas Mishpat Lodarasechem. This should be the Mishpat to kill him Lodarasechem B'chol Moshvasechem. So Lashem Moshvasechem means in Bezdin, that Bezdin is supposed to kill him. So it dashing like this, Ma Moshava Samur Lahalan. The Bezdin, just like in this pasuk in Bamidbar, B'chol Moshvasechem means in Bezdin, Af Moshava Samur Kan. Who Adim, when the pasuk says, Loi Sevaru Esh B'chol Moshvasechem, the pasuk is talking about the Bezdin. That means even in Bezdin, V'yom HaRachmon Loi Sevaru. And the Torah says, don't burn on Shabbos. What's the chiddush in the pasuk? Loi sevarish b'chol moshvaseichem. What's the chiddush b'chol moshvaseichem? Not that you can't be a mechal Shabbos in India. That's pshit you can't. But the chiddush is that even if you're Bezdin now, and Bezdin has a mitzvah's essay to burn this person, he did an aveir his chai sreifa, the Torah says on Shabbos don't do it. That's the pasuk. Loi sevarish b'chol moshvaseichem. You're not allowed to burn even in Bezdin on Shabbos. So now like this. My love, doesn't this brisa go, Reb Nosni, goes according to Reb Nosson, that Reb Nosson knows what burning on Shabbos is an av malacha. I wanted to say the extra pasuk lo yisvar reish, that's lachalik just, to teach us, just like this malacha you get misa for, any other malacha by itself you get misa. But the malacha of burning on Shabbos is mamash an av malacha, you get yichayiv karas for it. And if the yom lachalik yotisah, that Rav Nosson's Shita is this lab is a regular lab that has Koros that has Miso, and it only sets separately to teach us the Yisrael of Lechalik. Now, the time of the Kos of Rachmon and Loisavaru, why is Bezdin not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos? Why can't they burn this person on Shabbos? Because of the special posik Loisavaru Esh Mechol Mosh Vaseichem. Holav Hochi, if the Torah would have not said this extra posik of Mosh Vaseichem, Dochi, I would have thought you were allowed to kill the person on Shabbos. Now what's the Havamina? How are you allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos? By killing him on Shabbos, you're doing it a law that has Koros, that has Mitzvah to it. What's the Mitzvah say? Bezdin has a Mitzvah say to kill him. I, Esther, is not Deichalois to Sashiach Mekoros. So from here is the Svara, you see, not like that. You see, there's a Svara that Esther would be Deichalois to Sashiach Mekoros. So in Svara, I would think Bezdin is allowed to kill the person on Shabbos. Therefore, I need a special person to teach me you're not allowed to. So, from this pasuk, we see that the svar is you are allowed to be over a loisa seshesh bekoros mishum mitzvasei. So, Gemara says, no, you have no proof. I'll tell you, loy, Rabbi Yosi, that maybe this brisa goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi shita is that what's the lav of avara? It's only a lav v'yalma. There's no koros involved. So, according to Rabbi Yosi, it's very good. According to Rabbi Yosi, for them to kill somebody on Shabbos, what avera they're doing, the burning of it is only a lav. So I would have thought the lav of burning, the mitzvah says, say, is deicherit. So maybe yes, is deicherit. So that's why I need a pasuk. For the Gemara, no, that also doesn't make sense. For to have a name of Rabbi Yosi, even if you want to say this brisa goes according to Rabbi Yosi, but like this, when did Rabbi Yosi say that the lav of havor of burning something on Shabbos is only a lav havor gredosa? That's only when you start burning something. If you have a fire going and you put wood into the fire, you want to burn the wood. Rabbi Yosi says it's only allowed. There's no koros involved. So here, if Bezdin Stam wants to burn something, you would be allowed to. True, but Havara de Bezdin Bishop Silu. But when Bezdin made Havara, you know how Bezdin killed somebody. Bezdin used to cook up silo lead. They used to cook up hot lead, and they would pour the hot lead down the person's mouth. That's the Misa Sreifa. That's how Bezdin did Sreifa. So, Chura, how does Bezdin burn? It's not just time that they have to burn the wood, but they have to have a pot burning, and they have to put the lead in the pot, and you have to cook up the lead. That's a malacha of Bishul. Bishul, Rabbi Yosi, wasn't matter. Bishul is an av malacha. Chura does not have to do it on Shabbos. What Shrem, the Gemara Tois tells us, but the Mar Shuri has better. The Mar Shuri has Natilus Nasham is the Eraisa. Good Bezdin, just burning is alav. But what is Bezdin doing? They're killing the person. Killing is an av malacha. You're not allowed to kill on Shabbos. There's nista tilos neshama. It's a nista deraisa. That's the Gemara. The Vav goes to Bishul. The Gemara says even according to Rabbi Yosi, still is no good. This pasuk again in Shver. What do we need a pasuk to tell us that Bezdin can't burn somebody on Shabbos? Pshita they can't burn. Even if it goes according to Rabbi Yosi that burning wood is only allowed, but here the way Bezdin kills is they have to cook up the lead. So cooking up the lead is an issa Bishul. So you see, Bishul doesn't only apply to food. The Yisrael of Bishul is making something soft. If you have a hard piece of lead and you cook it up to soften the lead, that's also called Bishul. Bishul doesn't have to be only cooking food. The Yisrael of Bishul is you're making something hard soft. Could be the other way also. Sometimes Bishul or cooking up an egg makes a soft egg hard. It could also be Bishul. But Bishul means through cooking, you're changing something from hard to soft, soft to hard. That's the Malach of Bishul. So here that you're cooking up lead to make the lead soft to pour it down his throat, that's an av malachu. The Yomer Rav Sheshe says, Mali Bishop Silo, Mali Bishop Samonim. What's the difference of the malach of cooking up Samonim, cooking up the spices that they did by the Mishkan? That's an av malachu Bishul. Mali cooking up this lead, it's the same av malachu. So again, we have a kasha then. L'churu, back to this should be a good proof then. Why does the Torah have to say Bezdin can't do it on Shabbos? L'churu, pshita they can't do it on Shabbos. There's a loisa sheish bekoros involved. They have to cook. Bishul is an av malacha. So l'churu, it's a raya that without this posuk, I would have thought to say essay could be doicha a loisa sheish bekoros. So in svar, I would have thought Bezdin is allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos, even though they have to do an av malacha. So what? Essay could be doicherit. So maybe this should be a good teretz. From here we should learn that all over. So Mara says no. Omer Rav Simi Barashi, Haitana loy mishum di yosi esei v'deicholaisa say no. Havada, there's no such havamina. That wasn't the havamina. Havada, the klal is esei is not deicholaisa sheshi yesh bekoros. So, Chori, if so, what was the Havamina that Bezdin's allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos, Pshita, they can't? To have a minor is because there's a kal v'chaima to say you're allowed to. Not because Esi is doicholois to say. Havadar and Esi is not doicholois sheish b'chorus. But there's a kal v'chaima to say Bezdin should be allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. That's why I need the potik b'chol moshra seichem tell me, no, you're not allowed to. Now, what's the kal v'chaima? V'ochi koma. This is the kal v'chaima. This is what it means to say. El mishum d'maisim mikal v'chaima. V'ochi koma. This is what the Brisa means to say. Ma ni mekayim mechalei amos yumas b'sham melachis. Chutz v'mitzvas bezdin. Either Torah says it can't be mechalei Shabbos, that's the other melachis. But the mitzvah's esther to bezdin to kill somebody, he let him do on Shabbos. Ava mitzvah's bezdin dachi Shabbos. Why? Mikal v'chayim, it's a kal v'chayim you're allowed to do it. Not because esther doicholos to say, but I have a kal v'chayim like this. Ma avoida, ma dochtinya that the kahanim do the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. They bring the korban atamid on Shabbos. She chamura v'doicha Shabbos. It's doicha Shabbos. Avoida is doicha Shabbos. Ritzicha doichaisa. Still ritzicha is doicha avoida. That if Rashi shimhoyu ritzeach koyin, if you have a koyin that killed somebody, v'roitza lavar avoida, the koyin now wants to do to bring the korban. Bezdin sholchem aviya noisalomus. Bezdin says nothing doing. Take that kohen away. Don't let him do the avoda. We have to go kill him right now. So you see what with tzichis doicha avoda. Shenema, the pasuk says, the Mor says, shenema miyemis b'chitukachen olamus. If a kohen did an avoda as chayiv misa, even if the kohen now is by the Beis Hamikdash doing the avoda, miyemis b'chitukachen olamus. Take him away from the Beis Hamikdash and kill him. So you see what that with tzichis doicha avoda. Shabbos now shenitches b'fnei avoda. If so, Shabbos that you're allowed to do on is nitcha mishum avoda, that you're allowed to bring the korban atamid on Shabbos. So when you want to do an avoda, avoda is kabonus, you're allowed to bring it on Shabbos. Is ainu din shetei ritzicha doichaisa? Isn't it for sure that ritzicha should be doicha Shabbos? Heismaduch ritzicha to kill a kohen, you're allowed to do even to stop the kohen from doing the avoda. So if doing the avoda you're allowed to do on Shabbos, I would think you're also allowed to kill on Shabbos. Because I think killing is more chomer than doing the avoda. And doing the avoda you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So I would have thought with a kal v'chomer should be allowed to kill on Shabbos also. That's why Talmud Lomar, that's why I need a new pasuk to say no, b'chol mashmasechim you're not allowed to. So the kids again, we're back to the original kasha again, we end off another shiur like this. We're still back to Vision Akasha. There's no tzar in the world to say, yes, they should be doicha. I like to say, sheish bekoris. So back to Akasha then. What do we need a pasuk by Yibam? To say, you can't be miyabim, your daughter, pshiti, you can't, that's they can't be doicha. I like to say, sheish bekoris.